Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, or the words will be up on the screen, we'll sing number 64, All Creatures of Our God and King. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 64, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him.
Take a moment to greet one another before we have prayer. This is our opportunity for bringing before one another our prayer requests and praises, and had a couple emailed and called in this morning. June Ohm would request prayer. One, that a year ago or so she had a hip worked on, and that hip is now starting to hurt her again, and so she'd appreciate prayer for that. And then this morning, she wanted to let everyone know that they became great grandparents again. Sierra and Brady have a baby boy named Joey as of yesterday evening. So we will rejoice with their family in the addition of the great grandson. Also, Jeannie Gortmaker called in. Harlan's developed a cough, and knowing his age and some of the health issues he's faced, she would just appreciate prayers for him. And then also thinking of health. My wife has been dealing with a couple of different things, not just headaches, but some other aches, significant aches and pains that she will be seeing the doctor here shortly. So just pray that we can begin the exploring process of what she's been dealing with. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? That's Pastor Salem, correct? Yes, and that is one of the benefits of TV. Those are recorded because Pastor Salem passed away, I believe, in December. But his ministry, I didn't realize, reached even to my father-in-law down in Nebraska. He watches as well when he can't. And so we do rejoice with technology and grateful that when Flossie can't make it here, that there are different options. We're also grateful that we do have the church service online as well. There's an opportunity there. The other prayer requests or praises? All around the world, that is true. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Pastor,
yes.
Continue to pray for Eliza as she tries to deal with her eye, staying open all the time for all weeks. So they have to catch her eye when she needs to sleep. And
okay. Yes, yes, it was. But yeah, the first prayer request is for Liza Dom. She had surgery this Friday, a little longer recovery, but also with the pulley system that they've installed, she is not able to close her eye. Hopefully that will just be a couple of weeks. But because of that, she has to have her eye patched at night, but also not able to go outside because of the dust and such. So, and as at her age, she just doesn't understand. And so give patience for, we'll pray for patience for mom and dad, but also for Liza. Any other prayer requests? And we'll pray for, thank God for the rain as we continue to, yes, Tom. So Eddie had been in the hospital last week, and then this week they took him up to Aberdeen, had some fluid drained off his stomach, and that seems to be an ongoing health issue. And so we'll continue to pray for safety and travels, but also that God's healing touch would touch Ed's life. But we're grateful that he's able to be with us this morning and be back at the Courtyard Villa. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, Brenda.
Nursing training. All that's left now is state board, so we're very proud of him, and I'm glad
And his name is
Peyton.
Brenda's grandson, Peyton, has completed his RN degree. And so we rejoice with that, but also we'll pray as his preparation for taking the state boards, because I know that that's that last hurdle, and that's not an easy test, but we will pray for him through that. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Sherry.
I think JJ's going to have surgery in the morning. The plan is.
We will pray that it will. Sherry's request is for her son, Jerry. He is got cleared from the heart issues that they thought he had, and so he will go in tomorrow to have his knee, I'm assuming it's being scoped. Okay, being scoped. So we will pray for Jerry through that process of healing. I know it may affect, one, we pray that he will make it through surgery. Last time they were all ready to go and it got halted. So we'll pray for him, but also for the recovery time. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our day today. And as reminded, the moisture that you sent our way this week and the cooler temperatures, we do thank you for that. As a reminder, with the smoke in the air, we pray for those areas that are dealing with these wildland fires. There is a significant portion of both Western United States and up into Canada that we just see the after effects. But I pray for those that are on the front line of fighting these fires. And it is just a sign of the continued drought, not only that we are dealing with, but a significant portion of the Midwest and the West Coast and up into Canada are dealing with. Father, you know our needs, and we're thankful that you provide. And so we always want to give you the thanks. You've called us to be a thankful people. And so, Father, we do ask for continued moisture for our area, that you would provide for each of our farmers and ranchers the protection as some of the fall activities of getting things ready for harvest, for wheat harvest, that you would protect our families as they go through this time. Father, we are grateful for how your hand of protection is over us, as well as your hand of healing. And we just lift up June to you, that you would help the doctors to understand, give them wisdom, but also we ask that you would give her relief from the pain from her hip. Father, we also rejoice with them in the addition into their family. We pray for this new great-grandson, that you would be with both mom and Joey, but also the pray for this couple, that you would just work in their lives as well. Father, we lift up Harlan's health to you, just ask that you would help relieve from this cough, that we're grateful for the physical abilities you've given he and Jeannie, and continue to pray for Jeannie's healing from her foot surgery. I pray for my wife and her health issues, that you would give wisdom to the doctors as she starts asking those questions and pursue maybe some answers. Father, we are grateful for Liza's eye surgery that went well. We pray for this recovery. Give her patience. Help Andy and Maggie to be patient with her. But Father, we pray that you would bring full healing, that as the swelling goes down, her eyelid will be able to function correctly. So Father, we just pray for her and grateful for the process that you and the steps that they've been going through, that you as the great physician would heal. We lift up Ed to you, are grateful for him being able to be here with us this morning, and this ongoing fluid buildup. We ask as the great physician you would heal, and then through the process that you would give him safety and travels up to Aberdeen, and that you would continue to watch over his health. We lift up Sherry's son, Jerry, to you, that you would allow him to be able to have surgery tomorrow, knowing the health and the heart concern that has been set aside. We pray that you would bring complete and full healing to him, as well as helping to be patient with the recovery process. And we pray for the family, for Jessica's through this time as well. We come alongside of Brenda and rejoice with the accomplishment of her grandson, Peyton, that you would help him as he prepares for state boards and for this next adventure in his life. Thankful for his pursuit of wanting to help others in the healthcare profession. And we do want to give thanks to those that have been a part of healthcare for this, especially the last year and a half with COVID, but that you would watch over them. And we are thankful for the individuals you've called to that part of our world and our community, and just ask that you would help them through the difficult times as well as just the long hours. Father, we are grateful for ministries that we can be a part of. We think of the ongoing legacy of Pastor Salem as he has entered into eternity. The words that, not just his words, but the words that you've laid on his heart are able to continue and to minister to many around the world. Father, we lift up Jeremy Hamilton to you as our missionary of this month, the work that he does with InterVarsity, especially as they get prepared for school starting. Give him wisdom and safety in the travels as he supervises so many different schools. Help the different areas, especially the works that are trying to get restarted or are brand new, to have students come alongside and to be able to impact students for Christ. Father, we're thankful for the ministries you've given us. We pray for our youth group as they study about missions and about evangelism. We pray for the preparations for Club Rock and for the fall start of Sunday school. And we pray for our teachers that you would speak through them and the opportunities we have to learn more about you. For our time today, we thank you for the opportunity of celebrating communion together, for worshiping together and having fellowship together with you and with each other. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll take your hymn books and turn to number 59. We'll sing together, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God." You may stay seated for this one. Number 59, "I Sing the Mighty Power of God."
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. All that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
And then turn to number 43. I ask you to stand with me for this song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 43.
And a peace that endures.